Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 1st of December, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. As we await his arrival in studio, I have some guests come to talk about some exciting things. Let's get the show started with our Sand Dollar on the Clock giveaway. We're giving away Sand Dollars again. Every week, 6 listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in text. Download a digital wallet right now, because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. Well, joining me this morning are representatives, and I imagine members, of the UB Alumni Association. Mm-hmm. Ms. Keturah Babb Higgs, Ms. Wendy Poitier, and Mr. Kyle Joaquin joining us via Zoom. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
awesome
morning.
To be here.
Now, Mr. Newry, you remember that song from Sesame Street? One of these things is doing its own thing. One of these things is not the same.
Yes, I do remember that song.
Yeah. We can figure out which one of us in here.
Which one of us doesn't belong here.
Doesn't belong here.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the guests this morning are joining us to tell us about an event taking place tomorrow evening, the UB Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Awards Reception. And I'm going to let them give us all of the details about the event. And then I could beg them just a little bit until Mr. Sawyer gets here. See, Mr. Sawyer going to come here to talk about how the 49ers just winning, winning, winning. And I ain't got time for that this morning. Dolphins winning.
Exactly. That is something.
See, look at that. Seems like you are the one who don't belong here, Mr. Newry.
Clearly, since I don't watch sports.
Yeah, that's okay.
No.
We can learn you today.
Yes.
We can learn you today. But we're not here to talk about sports right now. To my guests, please tell us about this exciting event taking place tomorrow evening.
So we're very happy to have our annual Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Awards at the University of the Bahamas. Over the past 2 years, you know, we've had to shift. We've made it a cocktail event. We had to shift for COVID. And we were still able to really celebrate those persons who have really contributed to our university and to our country that have come through the halls of the university. So on Saturday, we are celebrating on December 2nd, starting at 7 p.m. at the Balmoral Club. And we're inviting everyone to attend. We have some amazing honorees this year. We have our emerging leaders, one who is on the call with us. We have our Hall of Famers, Mr. Kenwood Kerr. He's a Hall of Fame from the class of 83. Our emerging leader, we have two, DeAndre Cartwright, as well as Kyle Joaquin, from the class of 2013. We have our Trailblazer Award, Dr. Christy DeVoe,
yes,
as well as Dr. Ruth May Sayers from the class of 2002 and 2003. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our outstanding alumni, and they're all well-known names, Lawrence Lewis and Dr. Nicola Virgil Roll. So these are people who have done tremendous work in the community and have come through the halls of the university.
And then we also have, for the first time, our Lifetime Achievement Award, mm-hmm, which will be the recipient of that award is the Chief Justice, mm-hmm, Sir Ian Winder, and he is a graduate of the university as well, from 1987.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we're so proud to have these distinguished persons who are from our community who have, as we say, they have given so much, mm-hmm, to help in the growth and development of the country. Mm-hmm. And they came through the halls of the college and the University of the Bahamas. So that speaks to the value of the offerings, mm-hmm, there at the university. We can stand toe-to-toe with any university anywhere in the world. And so we are so proud to honor and to show that, we still appreciate these persons who came through.
Absolutely.
And they have not forgotten the university. We're happy about that, too. So we want other persons who may have been in the class with these people or who know them, who also have gone through the university or to the college, and to come back. We want you to come back and make sure that you become involved with the Alumni Association. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put a plug in here as well, because we know next year we will be celebrating the 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's great.
50 years. You know, the college then is a what they call the Independence Baby. This is the Independence Institute. So we came in 74. And so 50 years we will be celebrating next year. And so we want to bring them, everybody back home. Everybody come in. If you went through either the Teachers College, because, you know, that was a part of the original grouping, the Bahamas Teachers College, the San Salvador Teachers College, the Sixth Form of Government High, and the C.R. Walker Technical College, all joined in 1974. To create the then College of the Bahamas. And then in the year 2000, we also had the Bahamas Bahamas Tourism training, and they came in as well. So those five entities go to make up the institution that we have today. And so all of those graduates, all of them, everybody, come back for the 50th anniversary.
All right, I can put a plug in for myself, but how I coming back? However, let's stick a pin. Yesterday, we had a segment called Not Yet, where we examined the Golden Jubilee Special Independence Awards list. Yeah. We questioned what was the criteria. We were really questioning the process versus the people on the list. Mm-hmm. But we did have a question, and that question centered around Not Yet. That, yes, the people on the list are obviously recognized for their contributions, but was it too early for some of those people to be on the list? Then we made the point that, look, the special awards only going to take place in another 50 years. Right. So you capture these people. So I want to make a note that Dr. Nicola Virgil Roll was on that list. Right? And she was one of the people that we sort of questioned, is it the time yet? But now we see with this, like, it's like the show lined up perfectly. Because y'all come here today to see, well, here's another blow for Dr. Nicola Virgil Rule. Here's another reason why she has been recognized
to the country,
at that level.
At, and policy level,
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
At the National Insurance at one time as well, NIB. And so, you know, she's made a contribution.
But just to give some context, too, for the awards, as we break it down, so we do have different categories for the awards. And so we have the emerging leader, and those are similar to my age bracket, right? These are people that have contributed at and they're, you know, and you can see the growth and the work that they're doing, and you know that they're going to make a significant contribution years from now, and they will be eligible again to receive an award. But they are considered the emerging leaders. That's those you'll see.
And some of and they have made contributions. They are now making contributions.
I could speak to Deandra Cartwright. Watching her,
a diplomat,
watching her grow in women's rights advocacy, starting in a sort of grassroots activist space, moving into the public service, beginning to understand the frameworks, the policies, both locally, regionally, and globally.
Right.
And then and sort of finishing off a resounding career. Right. And then now returning back to us regular people to contribute. It's the same thing I say about Dr. Ian Strawn, right? Oh, when you're going to let the people have him back, right?
Okay, but, so but, we're moving on now.
Yes, ma'am.
But he was a previous honorary. We are honoring those people through the association,
Yeah, absolutely. So
and Kyle Walking, another. Eminent journalist. We know him well here, I think, at Guardian Radio as well. And he's online now.
Right, and Kyle, we're going to let you tell us a bit about your portfolio. We know that you are an award-winning journalist, and you won a number of awards for your coverage and reporting on Hurricane Dorian and the recovery process. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas. Thank you guys for having me. Well, first of all, thank you to the University of the Bahamas Alumni Association. It's an honor, firstly, that someone, one, nominated me, and two, the board actually voted. So I'm really humbled and honored for that. I graduated from the then College of the Bahamas twice, in 2011 with my associates, and in 2013 with my bachelor's. I became the first graduate with the bachelor's in media journalism. And since then, I've gone on to get my master's, and now in full pursuit of my PhD, with the aims of, you know, one day, Aaron, working my way up to be a dean and hopefully president of a nice university one day. So I've done 10 years in journalism. I think I've done pretty well for myself there, but I always wanted to be a professor, you know. I just did not want to be the professor who actually never worked in the field. So I did it for a decade, and it was time to move on, you know. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Absolutely. Wow, I love it. You better hurry up so I could come back and be in your class.
So. Anytime, you're welcome. I taught adjunct at UB before I left and came over here. So, and I had a great time there. The students are incredible. I just love the classroom. I love the academic setting. So I'm just pursuing that passion full time.
Dear sir, where are you? You said something that suggested that you're not in country.
I'm not far.
Yeah, are you pursuing higher degrees?
Yes, I'm halfway through my PhD right now at the University of Miami. Also, while I teach at the university and do research at the same time.
Way to go. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that COB model prepares you.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Prepares you psychologically for the world. Mm-hmm. Mr. Walkie, and we're extremely proud of your efforts. I don't care what grades you get. It's your effort.
Thank you. And you know, the Guardian is home. You know, so Guardian Radio is always home. So it's a blessing and an honor to be on Guardian Radio at home talking about this award as well.
All right. Mr. Walkie, I have a caller on the line. I'm sure that somebody wants to congratulate somebody. Good morning, caller.
I have a comment. Congratulations.
Kyle Walkie.
Kyle Walkie. Sorry, Kyle. Mr. Walkie is an excellent anchor journalist. Mm-hmm. And you do a wonderful job on the news. I hope Guardian Radio someday will start a TV station so we can see this guy in action. But we see him on cable news, though. Mm-hmm. I don't have cable. I got Flow TV. That's sad thinking about it. But I hope someday Flow TV will start a TV station network and they will hire him. But my question is UB. I would love for UB to start a TV station with Flow, like the... I think
like UB TV.
Barbados, you know what you see, right?
Mm-hmm. UETV.
Yeah, are you all familiar with it?
Yeah, UETV and Pelican Pride.
Yeah, y'all need to start one, dear man, because y'all produce good media work. I saw some of your work on ZNS, and they are perfect, and they educate the people. Education and knowledge never stop. I want to be like Aaron King. Keep educating, keep growing up like Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, my favorite athlete. I want UB on television. I'm your Pumpkin Eater. Have a good day.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. I love that idea. Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Carl.
Good morning. How you do?
Morning, Mr. Neary.
It's a pleasure.
Is Mr. Sawyer in as yet?
No, he's not in as yet. We're not talking football yet. Soon.
Football. Man, Aaron, I just called because I'm here. I follow this smoke from the top of the hill. There's a huge boat fire. A police said there's actually two or three boats. They're fishing a boat caught a fire over here by Port of Seagog, and I said, big fire, big smoke.
Today again?
Man, again.
Okay.
The thing that they didn't drift into the dock to catch anybody. I saw a fire this time.
Well, there's so many people in the area, they're going to make sure it doesn't drift to the dock this
time.
But
it's so sad. It's so sad that we don't have a fire truck, a fire boat. So the police and the defense force have to take chance now. They had to throw an anchor on the craft and trying to tow it into for the sea dock, closer so the fire truck could reach it in water.
Yeah.
While it's smoking and smothering in fire. That's really dangerous for them.
Yes. Thank you very much for alerting us.
Man.
And we tell people avoid the Port of Ski area if you can, for the time being, while the authorities deal with that matter.
But before we go to the next caller, Aaron, I want to know more about the process. How is the nominees selected? Mm-hmm. I always want to know that.
So for the UB Alumni Awards, it's open for all alum to nominate anyone in the year category. And that's why when you said you graduated, I said, what year did you graduate? Mm-hmm. You said, you haven't received any honors yet. So for this year, we are focused on the years 83, 93, 2003, and 2013. So every 10 years, 20, 30, 40. Yeah. So that is really how we select, and all alum are allowed to nominate, and then it's selected. The nominations are presented to the Alumni Association board,
mm-hmm.
and the board makes the final decisions on who will be the awardees for the year.
Listen, 2000, 2003 was an excellent year at COB. You had the 2003 symposium. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the best.
What symposium that was?
The best conference I ever been to.
Okay.
I mean, the best. It was awesome. I want to use the word plethora, like I've been to, like I graduate from the Institute, a plethora of ideas, of presenters and lecturers, of interrogation, across disciplines. It was fabulous. The only thing bad about it is I paid for one book and I didn't get it yet.
Yeah, it's not too late. We can do it.
But
we can
lobby. That's how valuable the conversations were. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the best.
And right before we go to the next caller, the alumni board, can you tell me some names on who's on the board and how does one become a member of that board or like this election, that process?
Yes, so our current chair is Jasmine Romer Roll. She's the chair for the UB Alumni Association. And as chair, she's also ex officio on the board of trustees for the university. Along with that, Mrs. Wendy Poitier was also on the board.
Former trustee.
Yes, and at the AGM, once positions are open, they are two-year positions. Mm-hmm. So once the positions are open, we have an AGM each year, and voting takes place. So we also have some new members on the board as well this year who were selected in September. So our AGM is every September. Okay. And you can go on the UB page, you can go on the Alumni Association page, and all the details are there. The board names are announced as well.
And once you are an alum, you can come and you can vote.
Anytime.
And so we invite all of our alumni members to come out and to vote. And you are eligible to hold a position on the board. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just come out in September when we have, and it's announced. We have it announced in the paper, in the press, and we also have it on our webpage. And so, you know, it's out there. Just come on and
what's the web address?
For the Alumni Association, their Facebook page is UB Alumni Association. Mm-hmm. There are also two chapters of the association in the Atlanta and Grand Bahama chapter. So anybody can, if you're not interested in being on the board, I also want to put this plug in, there are also committees you can sit on. So you can be a part of those committees. You can contribute. Your voice matters a part of the university as well, even after you've graduated. You're very important to the work that the university does.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I see we have, let's go to this caller. Mm-hmm. And then I got a couple more questions about the reception.
Yes.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Green and Mr. Nuri.
Morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, first of all, Mr. Nuri and Ms. Green, they say, before you look at somebody's front round door, sweep your own front round door first, right? That's the old saying we grew up with.
Yes, Sparky, you know
what? First of all, I would like to congratulate all the Bahamians that were honored with all the different ceremonies, including Government House, Junkanoo, wherever they were honored in the past. Now, I wanted to say something. Junkanoo is one of our biggest cultures.
Sparky, you're going to ask if the UB Alumni Association... You're going to ask if the UB Alumni Association is going to lobby to implement a Junkanoo unit at the college, at the University of the Bahamas, and the association is going to figure out a way to sort of legitimize the technical skill and the expertise of local Junkanooers to bring into the institution. That's what I talking Junkanoo.
Well, of course, you know, we have our fine arts department and we have the eminent artists, persons who are there, like Antonis Roberts was there, John Cox, who are some of the other persons? We have now Monroe, Kishan Monroe, he's there now as well. So persons who would have been there before would have been people like Joanne Beehag, Sue Bennett-Williams. So, you know, we have an excellent fine art department. Some of the eminent artists we have in our country today came through the halls of the then college, now University of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, quite appropriate, having a cultural and a Junkanoo
unit
there. Yeah,
yeah, that would be developed at the university.
Yes, uh-huh.
I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And because Trinidad have their carnival unit.
Exactly. Yes, they do, and they even have it on the campus.
And we think that Steel Pan is exclusive to Trinidad, right? Mm-hmm. But Steel Pan was Gombe. Mm-hmm. And Gombe is also Bahamian.
Yes.
And we have, like, we have Queen Nita Ellis, who is a pan expert, right? I mean, there are elements of our culture that we need to capture at the academic level.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm getting too excited about the potential of the University of the Bahamas. Let's get back to the reception and the potential of me having good eats on a Saturday night.
Delicious.
Now, you said it's a cocktail affair.
Well, this event is actually our sit-down dinner. We're back to our dinner style for this event, you know?
You know, COVID had us just doing little, you know, small. Now we'll be back in the big day.
Yes. Okay, absolutely.
And it will be at the Balmoral Club at 7 p.m. Saturday, December 2nd. Tickets are just $175.
And right here at the Chapter 1
bookstore. Right here at Chapter 1 bookstore. And funds from this go to the Alumni Association as well as the UB Annual Fund. Mm-hmm. And the annual fund is used to help with different needs on the campus. So where our budgets are not able to fulfill those needs, the annual fund is able to fulfill those needs. So it's very important. Your ticket is not just for a fun time, which we promise you will have, but it also goes back to contributing to the university and national development.
What's the dress code? Do I need to bring my retractable heels?
Semi-formal is good.
Semi-formal? Awesome, awesome.
So will they be dancing?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
They're dancing at all.
Just making sure. So fine food and dancing.
Fine food and dancing at a good time.
Will the hotel and tourism culinary unit be partnering with the Balmoral staff for the affair?
Not for this event. Actually, this is a very busy time for the university. They actually have different bookings happening at the same time. So it's very busy on the campus right now.
That's great. Mm-hmm. No, man, that's awesome. The campus is alive.
Alive, yes.
Very much so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, Hall of Fame inductees. But you go on.
I was just going to say to mention some. Now, we have we had the Trailblazers. We had the Emerging Leaders and our Trailblazers. Christy DeVoe and Dr. Ruth May Sayers. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Christy DeVoe, she's a seasoned accountant. She's at Deloitte, I believe. Yeah. And she's, again, one of those persons who has made excellent contribution in our financial industry. And then Dr. Ruth May Sayers, persons may have heard about her, respected educator, focus on math. Mm-hmm. And she is actually working in the Tampa area, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, one of our eminent graduates at the university who has gone on to make contributions in the area of math, in STEM, those areas.
So do y'all have grants available from the university for alumni to engage and work locally? Because I would like that alum to come down here right now and make the connection for young people between probability and statistics and backgammon, dominoes, chess and checkers. Because the young people, the people have the math skills. Uh-huh. They just can't apply it to the exam paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we do have the Wilson Award grant. That is available for persons who are employed, professors, or other areas there at the university.
Okay.
It's actually open to everyone.
Okay, good.
Once you're doing research in the Bahamas or about the Bahamas, and it applies to the theme for the year. So right now we do actually have a call for the Wilson Awards for Cycle 2, Round 1. We had two weeks ago, we had some of the previous awardees give presentations on their work. So there is now a call again for anybody interested in research in the Bahamas that applies to the current theme to apply for the Wilson Awards.
And again, that information is on our website, so you can go and look that up as to say what is the requirements for that. Yeah.
Is there a place where I can read up of past persons who have been awarded, recognized by the Alumni Association?
So we do have a website, ubalumniawards.com, but we do have to do some updating to that website. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, there is the Facebook page and the Instagram page, UB Alumni Association. So you can just look up the UB Alumni Association. You can see the photos. You can see the pictures. There is updating now happening with the website. However, you can also, when nominations are open, you can nominate from that website. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And I'm a former.
Yes.
Outstanding too.
Outstanding. And I got the Emerging Leaders Award 2011. So we are former honorees as well. Uh-huh. And we're happy to also welcome those who are now being honored into the Hall of Fame.
And the recognition of the work that we have done. And, of course, a lot of it was grounded, the foundation, there at the university.
See, Pumpkin Eater was on to something. You need a media platform to be able to continually promulgate this.
Yes.
because I get it. There's a place in not academia, but social development for rote, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And we force good ideas onto our children. You just force them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sesame Street is on every day.
Yeah.
Children's programming. And so for UE to have a channel where when mom come home, just put it on that channel.
Yeah.
That's what we watching. That's mm-hmm. what's on during dinner. That's mm-hmm. what's on while you're doing your homework since you want a little noise. And you just inundate young people in an environment, expose them to all that is possible and available to them. Mm-hmm. Okay, 7 p.m., semi-formal, definitely dancing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the event exclusive to alum?
Everyone in the community is invited to come. Everybody. Come and celebrate and have a
whosoever
good time.
Whosoever will, may come.
Bring your hand clappers.
That's all. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And then we also just want to mention, too, our outstanding alum. We have Lawrence Lewis, another accounting person.
QC Comet.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And Dr. Nicola Virgil, we talked about her before.
QC Comet.
Yeah. Okay, so
see, this is normally SAC voices.
I'm seeing a trend.
Yeah. With the sports, yeah. No, we good. No SAC. No, see, the thing is, we will acknowledge SAC has plenty outstanding.
We ain't denying that.
Yeah, we're denying that.
But there's QC Day.
But after you have been around for over what 1800s or 100 and some years, you know, we let the younger ones. They have to have their moments sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But we're older we're talking about the Queen's College.
Queen's College. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's one of them.
18,
too.
She's being very polite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you learn.
Oh, gosh.
That's what we learn.
Like Pumpkin Eater said, you must learn to QC-ify it.
Oh, okay.
Right, for some of the audience.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about
good Methodist institution.
Presence.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. What campus presence does the Alumni Association have?
So the Alumni Association is very active in different activities on campus. Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have the office.
Yes,
the Alumni Affairs
there's
office.
The Alumni Affairs office on campus. Uh-huh. So any alum who have questions can go to that office. It's located actually at the top of the Chapter 1 bookstore in the Division of Advancement. But other than that, they've also participated with orientation. They've participated in homecoming. They've participated in different campus life activities. So the Alumni Association is taking more of an active presence on the campus as well as in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, man. Absolutely. And the young people, this is a part of academia, right? Mm-hmm. That presence on the campus.
Yes.
This is how you immerse your students in a culture of appreciation for education.
And speaking about appreciation, I would be completely inappropriate if I didn't recognize some of the sponsors that are helping to make this event happen on Saturday. Our gold sponsor, Deloitte Bahamas, and our silver sponsor, Earthstone Concrete Pumping. And of course, a part of it, we also have a booklet where people are able to send ads and congratulations and really appreciate the work that the university and the Alumni Association is doing.
Now, Lima.
And of course, those entities also have alumni who working again. So we're showing that how the contribution that the alumni give and they continue to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. Giving back, you reach back and you give back to the institution and to help with the development of the country.
Absolutely. As we wrap out the show, I would like to put a plug in for myself for an honorary bachelor's degree. So I know you can and I promise I will only use it on the campus when I am doing the work ascribed to me.
A quick question then, and just because Erin brought it up, for former, I wouldn't say the quantum alumni, persons who passed through COB, UB, right, but did not finish, didn't get the degree, are they still considered alumni?
Mr. Thompson would say yes.
You mean Mr. Daniel Thompson?
No, Alvaro Thompson, who's the director of alumni.
I like him. Okay.
He would say yes because we have a lot of Bahamians who have passed through the halls of the college and the university, and they've gone on to other institutions. And so, yes, there is a special place at the university for those who did not get to complete but did pass through the hall.
It's right
and
in the
before I, and before we get before we go mentioning our Hall of Fame this year, Kenwood Kerr, again another eminent financial economist here in the country, and then of course our Lifetime Achievement Award. This is our first year in awarding this, and that's to the Chief Justice. And all of these persons have gone through the halls of COBUB.
This is awesome. It's wonderful affair. I like your attention to business and detail, so you're cutting off my glory, though. But just as we end, I'm going to wrap it up with we're going to repeat the details for tomorrow's event. Did you all know that you have a tree on your campus that produces a fruit? It's beneficial because the fruit likes wet roots, and so it's very near the areas that tend to flood, so you've created the ponds to capture that natural landscape. That fruit produces a juice that is the color of UB
blue.
UB blue. Did you know that?
Which fruit is this?
Don't worry. When you give me my honorary bachelor's degree, I'll tell you what the fruit is and where the tree is located on the campus. Okay, so tomorrow, December the 2nd, 7 p.m., Balmoral Club, please come out and support the UB Hall.
Tickets are still available at the Chapter 1 bookstore. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Can you come with your money in hand to purchase a ticket?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you may. Yes,
absolutely, you guys.
Hopefully, we'll have some seats available if they haven't all sold out.
Bring your chair from the back of your car.
Ma, don't do it.
No, don't do that. Just call, let them know you come in.
Yes.
Make arrangements. It's going to be a wonderful affair.
Wonderful.
7 p.m., Saturday, 2nd of December, Balmoral Club, the UB Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Awards Reception 2023. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Oh, we're so glad to be in the presence.
Call us anytime.
Mr. Joaquin, I know you on Zoom. I know you're absolutely busy. I wish I had a time to interrogate you like my UB professors interrogated me. You have a wonderful day, Bahamas. We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, Mr. Sawyer is going to join us, and we're going to wrap up this Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer on the clock. Stay tuned. Garden Radio 96.9 FM.
Thank you.
Cora, I look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Every day, countless Bahamians fall asleep hungry. But by working together, we can change this.
AML has committed $20,000 to provide nutritious meals for those in need during the holiday season.
As the holidays approach, help spread love and hope by supporting AML's 8th annual Feed 5,000 program.
Donate today at any Solomon's, Fresh Market, Crossright, Exuma Market, and Domino's Pizza.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. We're just waiting for Mr. Sawyer to connect via phone, and I'm going to start the show with some local sports headlines, and I'm going to go into the NFL wrap-up for the last 2 weeks. Judoka Johnson signs agreement with Bahamas Air. We've been following his journey. He is a martial artist and Bahamian judoka. Xavier Johnson, a two-time U.S. Open champion, is doing his part to take the national flag carrier of the Bahamas to the world. The 17-year-old mat technician signed a contract with Bahamas Air on Monday. The sponsorship is in the form of cash and value in kind. Johnson is the first junior athlete to be sponsored by the national flag carrier post-COVID. And at his young age, Johnson has competed in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Peru, Croatia, Portugal, Denmark, the Czech Republic, and Bosnia and Herzegovina, just to name a few. One of his goals is to qualify for the 2028 Olympics in L.A., United States, in judo, thereby becoming the first athlete from the Bahamas to compete in that sporting discipline at the Olympics. I love covering this story because this young man, although we do obviously have a judo association, we have a great discipline here in the Bahamas. It's such a new sport for the Bahamas at the Olympic level. And we want to give this young man as much support as we can. Another youth story. Youth flag football playoffs all set for Saturday. The 2023 Bahamas Youth Flag Football League playoffs and championships are set to begin this Saturday across the various age divisions on the playing fields opposite the original Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. And these games get even more exciting when you remember that we have established a relationship with the NFL Flag Football League and Association. Playoffs kick off at 11 a.m. and championships at 2:30 p.m. for the 6 to 9, 10 to 13, and 14 to 17 age groups. Tickets are priced at $5 for adults, and kids under 12 are free. Another quick story. Bahamas suffers 2-1 loss to U.S. Virgin Islands as U.S. Virgin Islands earned their first win. The Bahamas senior women's national soccer team wrapped up their road to CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup experience with a 2-1 loss to the U.S. Virgin Islands in a home game at the Roscoe A.L. Davies soccer field yesterday. It was the first time in decades the home team fielded a national women's team. Mr. Producer, could you check the line and see which one of those is Mr. Sawyer? Let's take Mr. Sawyer first and then the next caller. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How it is you starting off this segment and didn't play the Niner Gang music to start, man?
But listen,
have you not seen what the Niners are doing? Yes, we saw what the Cowgirls did yesterday. Yes, we saw what them Stardians did last Friday. But what about the Niners?
I mean, the Niners...
You know, I remember 3 straight losses. My phone was blowing up. Nowadays, it's silence.
Listen,
no one has anything to say to me.
On the... I want you to know that a couple of people say they was waiting for today to call in. It's a shame we couldn't do all NFL today. But I will say this. I was looking at this story. NFL MVP 2023, ranking top candidates with stats, odds, and more, right?
I saw that. Jalen, I think Dak Prescott there. He's been taking on last-place teams, blowing out last-place teams. Teams that have no business even in the NFL this year due to various injuries and just lack of talent. Mm-hmm. And you calling him an MVP? Their defense let 5 touchdowns pass their bow last night.
Yeah.
5.
Wow.
What you think can happen when the Niners or the Eagles play them? 5 touchdowns?
No, they're going to get a mashup. So,
against the Seahawks?
In that article, I want you to know, I feel in you because your quarterback was rated as having the best improvement.
Yes, Brock Purdy is indeed the best.
But I didn't say he was the best, sir. I just said that he had the best improvement.
Yeah, best.
So, who just missed the cutoff for MVP considerations so far? Christian McCaffrey, running back from the 49ers. Right?
Yeah, he's in there, man. CMC is in there.
And our guy, Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, Tua turned the ball over, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can admit that the 49ers did a great job this week, last week. they are picking up steam. But the question is, can they break through this group, all of these teams that have 8-3, the Chiefs, well, listen, the Dolphins?
We have the Eagles this week. We have the biggest game of the season. So far, the best game of the season was the Bills and Eagles last week.
Yeah.
We have the biggest game this week.
Yeah.
We should be able to pull it out, mainly because we're healthy. We have the better team top to bottom. Mind you, they do have the Tush Push, but if the Commanders can beat the Tush Push, which they did this year, then I believe we have a good chance of beating that Tush Push. And not to mention last season's NFC Championship game and the rubbing in of the fact that, yeah, okay, two of our quarterbacks went down in the same game, four for the season. Yeah, okay, our star linebacker went down. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, our star defensive end went down. Okay. You guys win the game. You could have won the game 2-0. We couldn't score.
Yeah.
Like, we could not score. We had Christian McCaffrey lining up as a quarterback for a couple of plays in that same game.
Yeah.
And yet they rubbed it in and they kept coming and sacking hard and playing hard and tackling like the game was in the balance. And you just want to rub it in. Okay, no problem.
But how are y'all going to beat the Eagles?
We go into the link on Sunday. You can see Sunday. We can enter the link on Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting game. But is that going to be the most exciting game in this week 13 lineup?
That's going to be the most exciting game this weekend. Yeah. No one wants to see the Sardines, and we already saw them girls play last night.
I mean, you don't think the Dolphins going to destroy the Commanders?
Yeah, they probably will. But who wants to see the Sardines play?
I mean, half of the Bahamas want to see the Sardines play, sir.
Well, I extend to them my most prayerful condolences. If you want to watch a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl since Finland had black hair, beat up on a team that really doesn't have a starting quarterback, their coach is gone in 3 weeks, and the team is incomplete, you know, I'm disarrayed, they're trading away all of their good players for draft picks, they're in a rebuilding mode.
So
if you want to celebrate a win against a team that is clearly looking to get higher draft picks and selling for less, then be my guest. But I know for sure I won't do it. We already played the Commanders. Did we? No, I don't think we did.
No,
I
don't
think
so.
When we do and we beat them, it's not going to be celebrated. It's just a win.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
I mean, I can appreciate that. That's a sound assessment. Ravens on the bye list this week with a 9-3 record. Is this going to stall their momentum? They're the only team close.
No, they needed some rest. They had some players. Sometimes I'm a little bit, you know, I'm dinged up and banged up. So, you know, rest is always good. You see what happened when we got our bye? We won 3 straight since then.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Cowboys are now up 9-3 with the Ravens. They are following right behind the Eagles. But is that 8-3?
That was the first time for the season the Cowboys beat a team with a winning record. Albeit it wasn't like they beat the Eagles or the Niners, they beat the Seahawks. The Seahawks were 6-5 and now 6-6.
Yeah.
And did you know that was the sixth game in NFL history of all the games that have been played in NFL history that no team punted last night?
What?
No punts. Everything was touchdown, field goal, missed field goal, touchdown, the half, touchdown, missed field goal, turnover on down, field goal, touchdown, whatever you want to call it. But there were no punts.
Wow. So listen, out of the NFL MVP 2023 ranking so far, Hurts in first place, Mahomes in second place, Prescott third place, Lamar Jackson from the Ravens in fourth place, and Tyreek Hill, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, in fifth. Who you think is going to maintain their spot in the top five as we round out the season?
Well, Hurts is going to drop because we can beat him this week.
Okay.
Mahomes, like the Super Bowl for the last 5 years, has gone through or around the corner from Kansas City. Like, you cannot deny that team's grit. You can't deny that quarterback's talent, because that's the only team in the last 4 or 5 years since the Niners have come back and been on the up and up the way that we should be, that has had a deficit against my defense. 10 points in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left and came back and won the game. which coincidentally was the Super Bowl.
Okay. Now, Lamar.
Only team.
Let me ask you a quick question. I'm reading a story last night.
Bible and for Lamar.
Where Tyreek Hill says, look, I'm going to cover the cost of the fine of this cameraman. Tyreek Hill scored a touchdown, goes to the sideline, grabs a camera from a photographer, does a backflip with the camera, with the phone in his hand. The footage goes viral, and then all of a sudden, the cameraman is suspended from NFL access for possibly the rest of the season. Is this an attack on Tyreek Hill? Are they attempting to discipline him and moderate his behavior?
Yes, there they are. And I hope that Tyreek is taking care of the cameraman's daily expenses.
Now,
there's no need for that. You could tell the cameraman to hold the camera while you flip. But you grab the man's camera, that's the man's instrument. That's how you're making money.
Yeah, and ultimately, who got fined for it?
Had to make an example of that. So that way, it doesn't happen to any other player. There's a bunch of players in the league that can backflip, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what Heyman's like to say. Summy. You know what a summy stands for?
So, I didn't know this was a very serious rule. Tyreek Hill was supposed to be aware that that was inappropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're a professional in the NFL. That's what these starting fans like to say whenever he goes off 150 yards on seven catches. Oh, listen, but a defensive back is a professional in the NFL. They should know better than to stand up and go one-on-one coverage against Tyreek Hill. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
I got you.
Guess what? Tyreek's supposed to know that you shouldn't touch the camera. It's just a touchdown. Nothing major. Yes, you happen to be one of, if not the fastest man in the NFL. Yes, I will give you that. Which is why you're in the MVP off right now, because he could turn a 5-yard slant pass into 80-yard touchdown. The last player I see to do that, Jerry Rice.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm just loving these Dolphins. Listen, I got a quick NBA story as we get ready to wrap up the show. Aiden Blazers beat Heald and Pacers.
I saw the game. Aiden had a great game.
It was?
Aiden Massey scored 22 points, 10, 15 rebounds. Had a good game.
Yeah, 13 rebounds.
Starting lineup. I think he's out the doghouse now, but it was a slow game for him.
Why was he in the doghouse?
But who knows? I think he wants to be traded, you know. Who wouldn't want to get out of the dumpster fire that is the on the Pacers?
Yeah.
They got beat last night in Miami, from Miami.
Woo! But he didn't have the greatest night. I think he was shooting 30%. He had three assists, one rebound, a steal, and a block. At least he put the effort in.
Right.
At least he put the effort in. He got four. I mean, he had five categories there. Score a couple points, three assists, one rebound, a steal, and a block. Well, these gentlemen, they also, I guess, splitting their energy because they're getting ready for the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament. The next round, they're going to be in a new group. We are in Group B with, I got to find it. But we're in Group B with Poland and Finland, right? And I think we start July 2nd and 7th next year. It's going to be exciting. We're moving up there. We go into the Olympics, buddy. I love it. They're going to join, the winners of those groups are going to join France, USA, Canada, Australia, South Sudan, Japan, Serbia, and Germany, who have already qualified for the Olympics scheduled July 27th to August 11th. That article is Team Bahamas set for Olympic qualifier, selected to play in Group B in Valencia, Spain, in the Nassau Tribune. We are all out of time. Let me see, producer. Let's see if that's Mr. Sawyer. Mr. Sawyer?
Yeah, it is.
There you go. We're just about to wrap up the show. How you think we're looking?
Talking about FIBA on the radio just now. Yeah, man. But listen to me. I'm looking for big things for my team this year, man.
Yeah.
And we've had a great start, you know, good cohesion. Hopefully, while the NBA is going on, fellas can get together and talk and vibe and, you know, strategize what's the next.
Yeah.
What's the next step for our great country?
Work together. Let's see if we could get Kai on the team. But let's not just prioritize NBA players over the other professional players we have who are excelling in their leagues across the globe.
Exactly.
Yeah, the NBA isn't the World Series, you know? They're not the World Championships of basketball, and we've got talent all over the world. Mr. Sawyer, thank you very much. I am out of time. I'm glad we got our NFL in this week. It's a shame we didn't get back to Thanksgiving weekend, but what a weekend. You guys have a wonderful day, and stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Have a great weekend.
You too.